This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. White House officials said Thursday U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain new phase as U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing the U.S. maintains non-military leverage through access to global markets and financial assistance over the new government. Meanwhile, the Taliban said Friday it is close to forming a government, with the hardliners under intense international scrutiny over their vow to rule Afghanistan with greater tolerance, especially on women's rights. The announcement of a new administration will happen Saturday at the earliest, a Taliban spokesman told AFP. It was earlier expected to be made early after Friday afternoon prayers. The Islamists face the enormous challenge of shifting gears from insurgent group to governing power, days after the United States fully withdrew its troops and ended two decades of war. Taliban officials indicated their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other nations. China confirmed a tweet from a Taliban spokesperson hours earlier, indicating that Beijing will keep open its embassy in Kabul. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. Qatar and Turkey are also helping the new Afghan government set up the main airport in Kabul. The United Nations said it had restarted humanitarian flights to parts of the country, linking the Pakistani capital Islamabad with Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan and Kandahar in the south. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intention to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, the LDP. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as LDP leader in a vote set for September 29th. Officials in the U.S. state of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania on Thursday said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to the governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana Friday to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery of efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. As officials assess the damage done by Hurricane Ida, forecasters at the U.S. National Hurricane Center are busy watching Hurricane Larry grow stronger in the eastern Atlantic. Forecasters say Larry was far out in the eastern Atlantic, still closer to Africa than the U.S. mainland. The storm is expected to become a major hurricane by late Friday. Better weather Thursday helped the battle against a huge wildfire threatening communities around the popular Lake Tahoe in the northern part of the U.S. state of California. But fire commanders warned firefighters to be prepared for ongoing dangers. Strong winds and dry conditions that drove the Calder fire east through high elevations of the Sierra Nevada for days faded, sparing for now the largest city of a recreational gem that straddles the California-Nevada state line. Thousands were forced to flee south Lake Tahoe earlier this week. The COVID-19 pandemic has created a nursing staffing crisis that is forcing many U.S. hospitals to pay top dollar to get the help they need to handle the crush of patients this summer. The problem, health leaders say, is twofold. Nurses are quitting or retiring, exhausted or demoralized by the crisis. And many are leaving for lucrative temporary jobs with traveling nurse agencies that can pay $5,000 or more a week. The vice president at San Diego-based healthcare staffing firm IAEA Healthcare said his company has 48,000 openings for traveling nurses to fill. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.